5:29 South African time on this beautiful Saturday morning. Today is the 17th of Muharram, 1445. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved teacher, Honorable Respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah Ustad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykumussalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mawlana Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Muharram 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, and that is Suratul Qasas and verses 22 and 23. We know that Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam was now accused by the enemies and opponents that he committed murder and homicide. Obviously, it was done inadvertently, unintentionally. But they were not interested in his stories. And one sincere person came to him and said, O Musa alayhi salatu salam, it's better that you leave Egypt now and migrate somewhere else, otherwise they will try and assassinate you. Chapter 28, verse 22, وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَ, and when he turned his face, turned his countenance, turned his Mubarak body, and towards where? تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَن, in the direction of Madian. So now he's leaving Egypt and going to Madian. So where there is Madian and so forth, a lot of details there. But nevertheless, that he left Egypt. Now he doesn't know the road. You know, today people have to use TomTom and GPS and so many gadgets, and yet we get lost. But Almighty Allah guides him. Always when we are traveling, beg Almighty Allah, call Moses. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam says, Asa Rabbi. Asa, normally, when you translate it, it translates maybe. But in these cases, you don't say maybe, you say surely, definitely. Rabbi, my sustainer, nourisher, ayyahdiyani sawa as-sabil, will guide me to the right path. He will show me which direction I must take, where my destination will be, and I will reach my destination with comfort and ease. So when we are traveling, we also should be reading the dua and supplications of the prophets and messengers. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِيهِ. So these are the prophets and messengers selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and Almighty Allah made them such that, remember, they were given guidance and selected by Almighty Allah. You must follow in their footsteps. Chapter 6, Surah An'am, verse number 90. So that ayat there and verse will give us guidance. So these short supplications and du'as, learn it. Now he reaches Madian. One Madian is there in Jordan where I went to. So maybe is that, some ulama say, some other place, Allah knows best. Walamma waradama a Madian. Hence, now he's a musafir, he's a traveler. He has to sort out the boarding, the lodging, and what about water and thirst and all these issues. وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَن, and when he arrives there where the water is in Madian, and he finds a lot, big group of people. وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Then he finds a group of men there. The 99% were the men, يَسْقُونَ, and they had their sheep with them, and they were giving them water, the flock of sheep, and so forth. But on one side, in one corner, you ladies, you mothers, you sisters, my daughters, pay attention. وَوَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمُ امْرَأَتَيْنِ تَذُودَانِ. And he found on one side that there were two ladies, and they were holding back their sheep, their flock, and were not allowing them to come in front. قَوَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا. He asked them, said, what's happening to you? Only men here, and you two ladies, and you are holding back your flock of sheep. So, tell me what's happening. قَالَتَا, they said. At that time, he did not know that these are the daughters of Nabi Shu'ayb alayhi salam, a mighty messenger of Almighty Allah, who was Khatibul Anbiya, the orator of the prophets and messengers. لَا نَسْقِي, we do not give water to the sheep. حَتَّى يُسْدِرَ الرِّعَى وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. Till all the men go away. یہ تو ایمان کا تقاضا ہے, یہ تو حیاء کا تقاضا ہے. That is what our iman and our faith, remember, demands and commands us to do. That is what our shame and morality and modesty commands us to do. Today some ladies, they want to lead the salat for the men. Some ladies want to give lecture to the men, Jummah time and so forth. All this absolutely haram. And so many ladies coming to South Africa, 90% of them all haram. Their aqidah also is upside down and so forth. So you need to be very, very careful. Remember that. So we do not go forward. We do not give water to the flock of sheep till all the men and the shepherds, they go away. And you might be thinking, but we are two ladies here. Where's our father? Or we don't have brothers, and our father is alive. وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. And whilst our father is a very, very old man. So what happens after that? InshaAllah al-Aziz, we will discuss on Monday, InshaAllah al-Aziz. Let us take you to local, national, international, global news, views and interviews. First one, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Three Indian soldiers dispatched straight to hellfire. So the Hindus and the idol worshippers, our worst enemies, the Jutlas and the Haramis in Palestine, occupied Palestine, our worst enemies, as enshrined in the noble Quran. So whenever their army or police or their officials get shot or killed, we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Whether you like, don't like, is your business, but that is what Quran is teaching us. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. That your worst enemies now and the future will be the Jews, and tonight they will be marching after the Sabbath. 31 consecutive weeks Jutlas will be marching, remember that. Bibi, Smotrich, Ben Gvir, the Himar, the donkey are seeing stars daytime also. They never expected such an opposition. And the world is watching how the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel is imploding. So that is what happened in India. I'll come back to India just now. We got a lot of great news and breaking news for you there. Niger, I like you, President. He called himself the President. He kicked out Bazoum. He sent Bazoum to the zoo. And see, Bazoum is a puppet, you must remember, of America and France and the Western powers. What they tell the world and the people, we are fighting the jihadists, we are fighting the Islamists, and so forth. But they don't tell the world how they are stealing and usurping Niger and its people, what is uranium and so forth. Now, currently, as I speak to you, America has approximately 1,000 army and forces personnel there in Niger. What the hell are you doing there? You know what you did in Iraq. You know what you did in Syria. You know what you did in Afghanistan and in Vietnam. And the list goes on. Get rid of them, you, the junta, janta, whatever you want to say. We will support you. You must remember the African Union. You see, he gave a report yesterday. This president guy, he's a new president, self-elected. So he told EU, you, I'm not mincing my words. I'm telling you straight, if you come here to attack us, then you will see what will happen. We will mobilize and organize the African Union, and I'm warning you, the warning goes straight to France. France is already shaking. You must remember, they kicked them out. Few hundred of their army personnel are left there in Niger. To me, well done to Niger, to the army and junta. Democracy, democracy. What democracy is there when you keep on stealing our resources and we are living in abject poverty and squalor conditions? Israel, remember the rogue terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children murdered our son, 18 years old, yesterday. But you will never win. You will always lose because you're not the chosen nation. You are a cursed nation. The Austrian chancellor says that cash, notes, money, as we understand it, must be enshrined in the constitution. We agree with you on that. Today, the Western powers, capitalistic powers, and the One World War Order, they want we must just use plastic money and credit cards, debit cards, and that, so they can monitor every transaction of ours. But with cash, they can't do that many a time. So therefore, remember, we agree with the Australian Chancellor. Cash must be enshrined in the Constitution. Uganda kicks out and refuses. The United Nations, and tell them you pack up and go from here. You want to come promote the LGBT. They tell our people I must carry on with Adam and Eve and Adam and Steve and Madam and Eve. You pack up and you go. Well done to you, Uganda. All these crooked guys who don't know where their entry and exit is. So we must kick them out 100%. John Bolton, another war criminal, he wanted a regime change in this country. This country is very, very upset with the Taliban there in Afghanistan and says that how come we allowed them to rule and so forth. He says that next year, if Trump wins the elections in America, then Trump will quit the NATO, and he got say nothing to do with them. You see, this Bolton is a big troublemaker and is a war criminal as well. So he always, you must see the countries, he says, we must attack Syria, we must attack this one. 90% you will find are Muslim countries and so forth. The ruble there in Russia has dived, you must remember, meaning lost a lot of value there, and for 17 months low against the euro. All this is manipulated, you must remember. Economic sabotage, same thing they do with Turkey. Turkey's inflation rate is running over 40% and so forth. So that is the neo-colonization, remember, that takes place. They will go and tell you, we will finish your economy up, and your people will then stand up against you because you are not dancing to our tune. So anyway, Putin told them, I'm going to put you in your place. So that is what he told Europe, that is what he told Britain, NATO, and America. And no person in the world who's got some brains, you know, can tell you that Ukraine is winning the war. If you've got no brains, then it's your fault. So Putin is winning, whether you Jutlas and anybody of Islam, you like it or not. So, and that's why we support him. Putin is a big harami, but he's a good guy for us. Then you must remember the Saudis. The Saudis today and tomorrow, they are hosting 40 plus countries there in Jeddah. For what? Talks about talks. How's that one now? Talks about talks. How we can bring peace, remember, in Ukraine and Russia. So this is an anti-Russian coalition. And Saudis are nohal. Nohal is our word. You don't understand it, you foreigners. And some of you in Natal, because you don't speak Afrikaans. On top of it, he's supposed to be a Russian ally. Putin taught MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, some tricks how to deal with them. So I think, this is my assessment, I'm right, I'm wrong, that Allah alone knows, that Putin told him, you tell her, you host it, then you must tell me everything what happened, the inside information, you will be our chamcha and our spy and our sidekick there. So that is what I read into the situation. Could be right, could be wrong, but remember, for them to play with Russia, then there will be big problems for them as well. Saudis are haramis. The Saudi government are haramis, you must remember that. So now, in this week, 2-3 days ago or so, they arrested an Egyptian physician, doctor. And why? They said that no, he has links with the Ikhwan, al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, and the Muslim Brotherhood. So what is there? We will say that Islamic Brotherhood is better than the Saudi Kuffar government. At least they're standing for Islam, like President Hafiz Mohammed Morsi. What are you standing for? Selling out Islam and, you understand, locking up the ulama and the scholars and so forth. Saudi Arabia is a tin-pot dictatorship, remember that. They can lock up anybody and remember they get away with what? With their sports whitewashing. You see, the Westerners, they will sell their principles when it comes to money. So he says, come you, I show you, we play golf in Saudi Arabia. So the golfers, they go there. Come, we show you, we'll get the soccer players there. So the soccer players are going there. Now he wants to host the T20 of cricket and so forth and all these things there in Saudi Arabia. Then they want to host the World Cup there. Then they want to host the Expo there. All got nothing to do with democracy, nothing to do absolutely with human rights. There's no human rights at all. It's all to do with money, and that is how they buy support. And so it's a well-known thing. I attended so many conferences of them, and we know. Now you jutlas, haramis, can you believe this? Go read this article there in your Haaretz. Now the politicians there, you must remember, in Israel are saying there must be gender segregation in the parks. So who's ruling? Is it Taliban ruling Palestine, Israel, the rogue apartheid regime, or is the jutlas haram? So now the men will be one side, the women will be one side. What you say about the jutlas? Will you live with that? So you better start marching more and more, and you have to bring down Bibi, Smotrich, and Ben-Gvir, and send them all to the prison. That's the only place they must go to. Iran, the Kuffar Shias are getting roasted and toasted. It's more than 50 degrees there. The people can't go to work. The people, you must remember, cannot work in and go to job and so forth. Big problems. And then if you know Iran, you know Tehran, in front of the Iran prison, that is a notorious prison, a huge, huge fire last night and yesterday and so forth. And we must remember, this is the breaking story I was telling you about. We were busy last night, you know. I was speaking to our lawyers and attorneys and senior counsel. We salute you. We congratulate you, the Muslim Lawyers Association. Late at night, I sent it out, what the Citizen wrote and what the Daily Maverick wrote and who the sellouts are among the so-called Muslims. Remember that. Regarding Modi, the butcher of Gujarat coming to South Africa. So well done to our lawyers, and that is our brother Yusha Tayyab, our brother Hafiz Firoz Bouda, senior counsel, and many, many others. We got good contact with them, with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And my brother Salman Khan, inshallah, we will get him during the week here on air. We'll try our best, and he is leading, spearheading this. So all of you who want to know more about Modiji, the butcher of Gujarat coming to South Africa, and what should our response be? We're not speaking about the traitors and sellouts, leave them one side. We will name them, shame them, and nail them. We're speaking about true Muslims who are not sellouts and traitors. So what you can do? So first thing I sent out yesterday, last night, to all the groups and Telegram, you send all the messages forward, and inshallah, brother Salman Khan's contact details are there, his phone number is there, his email is there. We must show we are Muslims. And remember, we wanted Putin to come here, but Gandhi won't come, and Modi ji says he's coming, we must say, as Muslims, you are not welcome to South Africa. What we can do legally, we must do, and we must name them and shame them. So that is what our Islam teaches us. See, in America, six former Mississippi officials, all whiteys, they are guilty of torturing two blacks. And you come and tell me there's no apartheid there in America? Then think again. And then our own country. This is, many people sent it to me yesterday. So I will say it like this. But it is an alleged story. We all know about the gas explosion or whatever explosion took place in Bree Street. Now ANC, then EFF, then PA. Not PIA, Pakistan International Airlines. This is PA. That is the Patriotic Alliance, who went recently to Israel. They also got good ties with the apartheid regime of Israel. And Al-Jama'ah, that is the so-called Muslim party, against whom the Majlis wrote on several occasions. So there are 180 meters which they have to repair in Bree Street. So they gave the tender to such a company that doesn't have a tax clearance. And what is the amount of money? 180 million. So per meter, 1 million. And where the 1 million will go to? It will go into the pockets of the ANC and EFF and Patriotic Alliance and the Jama'ah. Just like how the COVID money went to the Maulvis and all of them. Until now, they haven't accounted for it, you see. So that is who's pulling the wool over the people. Remember that. Bunch of chores and criminals. That's what these political parties are, and those who support them. And you break these arguments of mine, and we speak with evidence. Inshallah, 6, 7 to 9, inshallah, will be Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, and 6 to 8 will be Naat Ki Raat with Brother Suleiman Esop. May Allah protect us in our beloved South Africa from the crooks and the criminals. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. And Allah make easy for the Muslims, ameen, in Palestine. Ameen. And the Muslims there in India.
Haji Yusuf from Actonville says that the DA, they were quick to get Putin arrested, yet they are doing nothing regarding Modi, the terrorist. Why so, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brother Yusuf, which world you living in? Alice in Wonderland or what? Don't you know Israel and India have the best of ties? They are the best of friends with the BJP, the side, and that side, BB and his cronies and comrades. Both of them have so many things in common. Anti-Islam, anti-Muslim. Muslims must be treated as second, third, fourth class citizens. The love of the cow, the Quran Sharif states, وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Allah has put the love of the cow and the calf in the inner recesses of their hearts. So it's a pipe dream to think that they will come and condemn Modi or condemn Netanyahu or condemn the war criminals, remember that, or the real people who are the real terrorists and so forth. And now with social media and so forth, we can name them and shame them. All the evidence is there.
Somebody says, my question is that why did the Jews and Christian scholars, they changed their original books and scriptures sent from God? Your comment, Ustad?
Remember, nothing my comment. When we speak, we must speak with evidence. We don't just come with fairy tales and take out from our thumb. Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Allah, teaches us regarding the Quran Sharif only. What did Almighty Allah say? Chapter 15, verse 9. Chapter 15, verse 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Allah, says, surely we, Almighty Allah, is one and alone. He uses the royal pronoun to stamp His Majesty, authority, and sovereignty. We reveal this reminder, the noble Quran, piecemeal gradually. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. And we, surely we will preserve it, protect it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. So all this is for Quran Sharif. Millions of people today, male, female, adult and children, and majority of them for you non-Muslims are non-Arabs who don't know the Arabic language, who have by heart and memorized the Noble Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. You know nothing about Russian, you know nothing about Chinese language, you know nothing about Greek. Try and by heart 100 or 1,000 verses and see. Just you try, you will never succeed. This is the miracle of Quran. When it came to the Torah, to the Injil, the previous books and scriptures, Almighty Allah said, وَالرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارُ بِمَسْتُحْفِذُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, that regarding the previous books and scriptures, this was entrusted to their rabbis, this was entrusted to their scholars, this was entrusted to the clergy, and they supposed to preserve it. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, and verse number 44. So Almighty Allah says that they supposed to preserve it. Obviously, they didn't preserve it. The Pope decided that the money is sweeter than honey. The archbishops and the bishop and the rabbis and the scholars, you know how it goes in the Christian church and in the Jewish rabbis and so forth. For the rich man is a different verdict and the poor guy is a different verdict. So not one jutla, not one harami, not one is Christian in the world, the Pope included. When we challenge the Pope, you read the Bible, read the Bible and gospel for us from memory, then the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. So remember that they got so many different versions of it and confusing the versions, because you must remember that they don't have any one single copy that was revealed to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, or Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, because they sold their deen and their religion, their scholars, for dollars. That is what it is in a nutshell.
I've got Sister Ranelle, she says that AK, it is reported by South African media that there have been about 30 countries applying for being a member of BRICS. Why are BRICS so popular in the world, Ranelle Ustad?
Ranelle, you're a journalist. I'm amazed you're making some elementary mistakes like that, my sister Ranelle. Not 30 countries, 40 countries, my sister Ranelle. You must be meticulous in your and articulate in your reporting. Don't just rely on this one and this one. You must go to the proper websites. Go to the proper website. More than 40 countries, but we'll round it off at 40 on the waiting line. And who? Majority Arab countries, majority South American countries, all of them. Why, you ask? People are fed up with America. They saw the double standards of America. I just gave you one example now. Blinken and the French are saying, we are there in Niger to fight the jihadists. We are there to fight the Islamists. They don't tell you about stealing and plundering from that country, how much uranium they took out from there, like the Arab Tanpot dictators. No brains they got, that how they steal all their oil and so forth. When Gaddafi said, go to hell America, go to hell Saudi Arabia, and when Saddam Hussein said the same thing, it is our oil, we will sell it in any currency, we are not bound about with your contract, we must sell oil with dollars. So they made sure, America made sure that, and the Shias made sure Saddam Hussein must be gone. And you know what they did with him? They executed him. President Saddam Hussein, rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. And you must remember Gaddafi, they got rid of him. So that is why, when you oppress people, my sister Anel, when the keys of Palestine were handed over to Amirul Mu'mineen and Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, then Sofrianus, the leader of the Christians, made a statement whilst he was crying, Inna zulma lasa'a wa innal adla ila qiyami sa'a. When you have zulm, oppression, transgression, it will last for a little while. And if you have justice, it will last till the day of justice. You see that? So people are looking for an alternative. Not that Brazil is a great country. It's a crazy country. I've been there 5-6 times. You must remember that. You see the people walking 3-quarter naked in the street, you must remember that. And soccer is the religion there, you must remember that. When they lost that World Cup match, I don't know how much, I was in the plane, and they announced that Brazil have halftime, the score is 5-0. The people were crying in the plane. I was flying to Chile or Argentina or somewhere. So this airline, they announced, and I saw all these guys. They're crazy people. Russia, you know that. I mean, Putin is a harami. We know what he did in Chechnya, but we like him now. So you must remember that. Then India, you know what's happening against the Muslims. China, you know what's happening against the Uyghurs. South Africa, you know, is a comedy of errors and so forth. So my sister, people are just looking for an alternative. They're tired of, you must remember, the American Empire and all their wars and double standards and hypocrisy. As Kissinger said regarding South Africa, let me say what Bishop Tutu said. Some of his quotes are very good. They asked Tutu, and don't come tell me about Tutu. Tutu was an icon as far as the struggle goes. I don't agree with him on 90% of his issues, but some I agree with the quotes he made and said. He said that the apartheid regime was a gravy train, and the democracy we have nowadays, courtesy of ANC, is the gravy plane. You got it, Sister Renal? You must write that quote down. So now you must remember, you come to our beloved South Africa, I told you, and then you go to China and all these countries, and you see America. So we go to Kissinger's quote. Kissinger is 100 years old. He said, America never has friends. They only have interest. They will use you, and then they will drop you. Remember that. So always remember this. So I think it's our time. Any questions, sir?
Somebody says here, why don't you talk how corrupted your lawyers are? They can't even defend the Muslims in South Africa.
They defended the South Africans against you and your ulama, who are traitors to Islam and who are scholars for dollars, who closed the masjid for 5 days before the government said so, who went to court. Remember that. You must remember to join the people to close the masjid. You did what Abu Jahl did and no Muslim in the world did. You can't even say the Shias are kuffar. Then you went back to court and friends of the court to join the lesbians, and you want to come tell me about my lawyers and our lawyers? Hang your heads in shame, man. You must close your whole organizations. You all are the biggest sellers and traitors, and remember, sellouts, and everybody is seeing you, and we're going to prepare a whole docket against you now. So remember to expose you locally, nationally, and internationally, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.